We're on the air. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. And, you know, I for those who know me over the last few decades of work, they know I love food companies, packaged foods companies. This is a product that came in this morning. I already had it in my knapsack. I love the product. I think it's great. It's pure. It's good. It's filling. It's low calorie. It's got the right combination of elements. It's a wonderful product. I vetted it on my own, without even knowing they were going to be on the show. So with that buildup, I want to introduce you to Robert Dalton and Nicole Ledoux, and also the Dalton Ledoux to be soon is also in the room, but not present totally. From 88 Acres, is that what we call the company, 88 Acres?
That's correct.
Great. So welcome to the show, and I'll tell you right away, I love the product.
Thank you.
It's great stuff, and my staff cannot have it. It's going with me to my client this afternoon. We're going to do a cutting, so they can go out and buy it on their own. So tell people who cannot see it, and they can hopefully if they turn on YouTube, what is 88 Acres?
So 88 Acres is a healthy snacks company. And our first product line is three flavors of Kraft Seed bars. They are made with very simple ingredients and designed for everybody to enjoy. We make them in Dorchester in a facility that's free of the top food allergens. So they're gluten-free, nut-free, soy-free, and vegan.
Wow. And they do fill you up. A lot of these bars you eat are too high in fat and chemicals, or they don't make you filled. Your bars, you eat them, you have your energy for a few hours. It does do the job. But you don't have a food background, do you? What is your background?
So my background is in finance.
And then my background is in technology, so with different Internet of Things companies.
Really? So what led you to getting into a very crowded and very blurry category of the food business and the hardest area, packaged goods?
So we are, we're actually a Match.com success story. It's pretty cheesy.
But, that's how you met each other?
That's how we met each other.
Really?
So in 2010, we were on our fourth date, and Rob had, we were out to dinner, and he looked across the table from me, and he said, "I don't want you to panic, but you have to get me to the hospital right away because my throat is closing." So it turns out that Rob has a severe allergy to peanuts and tree nuts, and his meal was cross-contaminated with nuts. So this was my trial by fire to food allergies. And I put him in the car, and I did like 100 miles an hour down Calm Ave to try to get him to Beth Israel.
She looked like a deer in headlights.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. EpiPen in one hand, and he was calling his parents in the, you know, with his phone in the other. And,
he's
luckily,
calling his parents.
meet me at the ER. I'm on a date is never how you want your fourth date to end. But a couple good things came out of that. Eventually, he recovered, which was great. And I got to meet his parents for the first time, who are now my in-laws. But really, it sent us on this journey for me in particular to really try to get a lay of the landscape of not only like what could I feed him that wasn't going to kill him, but also just, you know, what were the available food options out there? How many people were there out there like Rob? And what we found
more than people realize.
Yeah, it was way more than people realized. And that as I was looking for products for him, we just weren't really finding anything that was safe for him, but kind of met my standards of clean and healthy eating with foods that tasted delicious. So I started making him.
Especially in like the convenient on the go snacking category. And we were training for a number of months later, we were training for a triathlon, and we would go out on these bike rides, and Nicole would always have, different types of bars on bike rides, and I could never have them because they were always chock full of nuts. So she started making bars in our tiny basement apartment, using like a 70-year-old oven that like sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. And soon enough, friends started to steal bites, and then before you knew it, we were staying up all night making hundreds of bars for different workouts throughout and different food events throughout the city of Boston.
Wow.
So you could say we're accidental entrepreneurs.
Had you been entrepreneurs prior to that?
We hadn't, but we had kicked around the idea of starting a food company after seeing the white space within the industry. And then I think as we got the product into more and more mouths around the city of Boston, it just became evident to us that aside from this market of people like Rob who needed it, there are so many tailwinds within the food space where consumers who aren't allergic are craving more transparency. They want a deeper connection with their food. They want simpler ingredients and simpler products. And we really feel like 88 Acres is filling that white space.
And it is, it is a unique product. I've tried almost everything out there. I studied bars. I always have. I've told you that, 1978, I was in the business of launching one of the first healthy bars ever nationwide or continent-wide, and it really wasn't a healthy bar. We said it was, but I don't really think it was. It had, refined sugars and different things in it. But this bar really is packed with goodness. It's gluten-free for those who were concerned with that. And no GMOs. I mean, you've really taken the time to do that. But you told me offline you have a background. You grew up on a farm, right?
I did. So I grew up on an 88-acre farm in central Mass in a small town called North Brookfield. And I had a farm stand growing up. We grew all of our own produce. And in my family, we raised chickens and cows. We knew exactly where our food was coming from.
Oh, my wife would love you. She had chickens and cows growing up, but you're from the same area.
Yeah, I mean, I love the city, but that notion of farm to table back before it was cool to be farm to table, like that always stayed with me. And I think there are not enough packaged food companies who want to provide that transparency, want to bring the consumer on the journey to where the ingredients are coming from, how the product is made. And so my relationship with food started back when I was a kid, and I really want to bring that to our consumers.
I go to grocery stores for the study, and I find it fun. That's what I do. I've always done it my whole life. So on the weekend, I spent some time at Whole Foods, at Wegmans, at Star, and at Trader Joe's, just looking at this category. I was just, because I like the category. So I go and I sort of look at the bars. I read the bars. You probably do the same thing, but I've been doing it forever. It's incredibly competitive. How do you break into this category? How do you stay viable? And I think you have I think product has integrity. So I you have the integrity, you have the taste, but how do you get into this category that is so tough to get into? How do you get distribution? How are you doing it?
So I think that there's kind of two perspectives here. The first being, we know that we need to be in natural grocery, especially locations where people conduct discovery of new brands. And so once we're there, the easy part, as you know, is getting distribution. The tough part is getting your product into people's mouths and getting it to turn off the shelf. So we're very focused on the New England market for the time being. And we're getting out into the stores as much as possible, sampling the product, sharing the story, and trying to build brand awareness in a very guerrilla fashion. We realize that if we can't figure out a way to build the brand here within close proximity to where we're, located, we're not going to be successful in building the brand in Chicago or Austin or
although New England's a hard market to break into, even mm-hmm. though this is your home and I agree with you, it's not an easy market to convert new buyers. Mm-hmm. It's not a new buyer, easy branded market by reputation and by history. So, but I give you credit for doing it. Where would people find the product now if they were looking for it?
So we launched in March of this year throughout all the Whole Foods in New England. And we're in about 200 other natural grocers, active lifestyle retailers, and you can also find us online.
That's where I must have bought the product. It must have been at Whole Foods because you saw it in my knapsack
yeah.
when you walked in. And just to add, I don't know if I cut you off, some of the flavors again. I bought a few of chocolate and sea salt. And, you know, when I looked at the package, I thought it was going to be pure chocolate when I opened it up. And I was actually surprised it was not pure chocolate, but there is chocolate in it. So you sort of threw me off a little bit with the graphics.
Well, wait until our new packaging is launching. We have some updated photography because we actually got that feedback from more than just you.
I was thinking, wow, all these wonderful ingredients, and I did read it, but it just didn't connect. And I go for 200 calories, and look at that picture. It's all chocolate. I'm thinking, oh my God, have I found the Barapalooza? And then I opened it up, and I went, where's the chocolate? But you know what? It was delicious. And so you had me at first bite, not at first visual. So you're right. And the other one I see is apple ginger, which you mentioned earlier. And we have the other one. And the other one is triple berry, which intrigues me as well.
And that's the first flavor Nicole came up with.
It's a blueberry, cranberry, and Zante currant with some Indonesian cinnamon.
Wow. Very good. If somebody, do you have a website for people to find you if they're interested?
Yeah, so our website is 88-acres.com. And for anyone listening on Radio Entrepreneurs, if you enter the discount code Radio Entrepreneurs, you get a little bit of a discount.
Great.
And that's valid through end of the month.
You know, you're in this building. That's good. You're in the Michael Blank building. I like Michael Blank. I hope you do too. That's what I call it, the Michael Blank building. I know the whole Blank family owns it, but I call it the Michael Blank building. He's also my neighbor on the Cape.
So, nice.
We're good friends. And anybody's interested, they can contact us on Radio Entrepreneurs. They can find you through our website. They can find you on YouTube. I hope since you're in the building, you'll come on the show frequently. Tell us about new products whenever you have a launch. Bring it in and tell people where they can find it. I think it's a great, and I'll tell you, for those who are listening, my mother was a brittle diabetic. She used to teach diabetics at McGill Medical School. My whole life, I'm always in search of products. I search online almost every month for new food products that I can eat that are healthy because I'm a snacker. And I found this one on my own before I even knew they were coming on the show, and it is a high-quality tasting product with real integrity. I really recommend it to people. So you have our endorsement completely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to take a break. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.